First today, an elite Catholic boys' school in Melbourne is in damage control after students were filmed shouting an offensive chant on a Melbourne tram. The headmaster of St Kevin's College has issued an unreserved apology for the behaviour, which he described as misogynistic. A woman who filmed the incident said she felt disgusted and vulnerable. Barbara Miller reports.
St Kevin's College is trending on Twitter for all the wrong reasons. The school states on its website that it aims to be a welcoming and hospitable community, providing strong witness to gospel values. That wasn't the image portrayed at the weekend by a group of boys in school uniform filmed chanting while on their way to an athletics meet. We've decided not to play any more of the chanting, but its words include these lines. I wish that all the ladies were holes in the road, and if I were a dump truck, I'd fill them with my load.
It's the year 2019, we would have hoped that this kind of behaviour would have stopped long ago. It gives a person goosebumps, really.
That's Joanne Yates, the CEO of DV New South Wales. She's praised the bystander who filmed the event.
Because that in itself is a way of highlighting and addressing the problem. So while we're disturbed by the footage, while we're shocked by the footage, we also need to recognise that at least it's come forward, that the silence of bystanders is something we hope that is in the past. So congratulations to the brave people who took that video and called out the behaviour.
The woman who did the filming, who identified herself as Melanie, spoke to Raphael Epstein on ABC Local Radio in Melbourne.
I felt quite violated, actually. I felt it was disgusting. They just took over the tram. Just the whole attitude. You felt there was no respect for women. You felt that you couldn't say anything. And if you did, I think you'd be really concerned about what might happen next. That's how I felt.
The headmaster of St Kevin's, Stephen Russell, has confirmed and condemned the boys' behaviour. He's released this statement read by an actor.
I'm sadly aware of the offensive behaviour of a number of our students travelling on public transport last Saturday. Students upset by the behaviour have already come to me, and we've been following through in both a disciplinary and pastoral manner today. Students were also responsible for initiating this offensive behaviour. We have always and will continue to challenge such poor behaviour and misogynistic attitudes through programs at school and with the cooperation of parents.
Joanne Yates again.
One off pastoral care and addressing issues in a disciplinary way. That's good if that's what the school rules call for, but we would call for a much deeper, more ingrained, ongoing level of addressing culture.
Of course, we don't know whether St Kevin's does have such a program running.
No, we don't. We just don't know. But that's why we would call for a systemic approach.
Can we, though, deduce the boys' attitude to women from the fact that they participated in a chant? Is there an element, perhaps, of being swept up by the group there, at least among some of these boys?
Oh, that's a really hard question to answer, Barbara, I think. But I think the fact that those boys were caught up in a crowd and the chat occurred means, in a sense, that they didn't think that there was anything wrong about it.
In a letter to parents, the school's headmaster says the boys involved were principally from years 10 and 11. He says he's upset, angry and frustrated by the incident and has pledged to not let the matter lie. The Catholic boys' school in the wealthy suburb of Toorak boasts among its alumni the Archbishop of Brisbane, Mark Coleridge, the Vice-Chancellor of the Australian Catholic University, Greg Craven, and the singer-songwriter Vance Joy. The World Today contacted the St Kevin's Old Boys Association, but no one was available to comment.
Barbara Miller.